When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lohengrin.
In the NFL, the Houston Texans are acquiring running back David Montgomery from the Detroit Lions in exchange for offensive lineman Juice Scruggs and two draft picks. The Texans also traded offensive tackle Titus Howard to Cleveland for a draft pick. The Kansas City Chiefs plan to release right tackle Jawan Taylor, barring a trade. The Washington Commanders plan to release cornerback Marshawn Lattimore. The Cincinnati Bengals are re-signing guard Dalton Reisner to a one-year deal. In the NBA, ESPN reports Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo is expected to return to action tonight against Boston after missing 15 games due to a strained right calf. The Celtics ruled out Jaylen Brown due to illness. And in college basketball, Duke remained number one in the AP poll for the second consecutive week.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, with California's almond pollination season underway, beekeepers from around the country have journeyed to the Central Valley for the six-week-long bloom. While beekeepers have not seen the devastating hive mortality this winter that they did in 2025, they say they're still losing colonies. Ryan Burris, California State Beekeepers Association president, says it sounds like the numbers are better, but some people are still losing hives. U.S. researchers are developing advanced materials that could make farm equipment lighter, stronger, and more durable, and more affordable. Scientists are studying bio-inspired materials designed to flex under stress without breaking for irrigation systems, crop supports, and key machinery components exposed to heavy wear. Engineers say improved durability could reduce downtime during critical planting and harvest periods when equipment failures are costly. U.S. meat exporters are facing increased pressure overseas as global production rises and price-sensitive buyers look for lower-cost supplies. USDA data shows beef and pork exports remain strong by historical standards, but shipments have softened in key Asian markets. Industry groups say a strong U.S. dollar, higher production costs, and growing competition from South America are affecting prices. Export markets are critical for U.S. livestock prices, particularly for cuts less favored by American consumers.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages have paired from bigger earlier losses and are now mixed in afternoon trading as investors assess the widening Middle East conflict. Shares of defense and aerospace stocks are rallying, and ExxonMobil and Chevron and other oil stocks are rising as the price of crude surges. However, cruise operators are falling as investors anticipate shipping interruptions and higher fuel costs. Airline stocks are also failing to take off as many global carriers extend cancellations and rerouted flights to avoid the Middle East. NVIDIA stock is up 3% after the AI chip-making darling said it plans to unveil a new processor specially tailored to help OpenAI and other customers build faster, more efficient tools. In addition, NVIDIA is investing $2 billion in both Lumentum and Coherent as part of agreements to help accelerate advanced optics. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hilary Barsky, invested in you.
Progressive presents Heroes That Keep Truckers Going. Today's hero, all the furry four-legged co-pilots out there. Pets like Axel, Bandit, and Smokey, who may not understand humans but do listen to you rant about young people today for hours. Thanks, heroes. Know what else keeps safe truckers going? Saving an average of $6,181 when they elect to share their ELD data with us. Get a quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. 2025 National Average Safe Driver Enrollment Discount Savings for new Progressive customers. Excludes mandatory program participants. Not available in all states. Driving data could increase or decrease premiums at renewal.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Should our judgment of welfare be based only on whether it raises the standard of living for recipients, or should we also consider what it does to the character of the people who participate? I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
For the last 2 days, I've been talking about welfare and the need to correct some of the costly, cumbersome, bureaucratic nonsense that has taken it far afield from its original purpose. Today, I'd like to touch on what it may be doing to the spirit and character of our people. Knowing how easy it is to be attacked as heartless and unfeeling, let me say a few things about my own position. First of all, I believe in our responsibility to help those who, for whatever reason, are unable to provide for themselves and their families. Right now, I believe we could do more for the truly needy if we weren't spread too thin, providing for some who are just greedy. Milton Friedman, the noted economist, once said, "When you start paying people to be poor, you wind up with an awful lot of poor people." From my own experience, I'm convinced that most welfare recipients are unhappy being on welfare, and they'd much rather be self-sustaining and self-respecting. I'm also sure, however, that encouraged by some professional welfareists, many lose their desire to leave welfare and begin accepting it as a way of life, indeed a career in itself. When this happens, we're destroying human beings, not salvaging them. There's a so-called National Welfare Rights Organization dedicated to demanding a voice in how much of a worker's earnings must be shared with them. A few years ago, a Mrs. Beulah Sanders, representing this organization before the House Ways and Means Committee, said, "Everyone in this country has a right to share the wealth. The money has gone into the pockets of the middle class, and if we don't get our share, we're going to disrupt this state, this country, and this capital." Federal officials have habitually said fraud in welfare was less than 1%. But Dr. Richard Nathan, while a deputy to the Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare, said, "Our problem is we can't even detect fraud." Former Congressman Bill Shirley of Iowa once told his colleagues, "Take the capital of the strongest, wealthiest, most freedom-loving country in history. Give it an unemployment rate of only 2%, but 1 out of 5 on welfare. The median income is $10,500, yet federal aid per capita is 6 times as much as it is for the citizens of Iowa. Then set up a federally funded consumer complaint department in a model city project, and what is the number one complaint of these deprived people? Jobs? Housing? Crime? Their color TV sets don't work properly." In 1968, CORE, the Committee on Racial Equality, told us why we should be supporting the present move in Congress to reform welfare. They said, "Handouts are demeaning. They do violence to a man, strip him of his dignity, and breed in him a hatred of the total system. Poor men want the same as the rest of us. They want to be independent. They want jobs and control over their own destiny. Welfare," they said, "is no answer. We seek to harness the creative energy of private enterprise to achieve a solution to America's crisis. We look to American independence of spirit to recognize opportunity and to take advantage of it. It's happened in the past. It can happen again." The end of CORE's quote. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers.
From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted 3 key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got 2 of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
Bye.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with our special... Well, we have three special guests, one in studio, Joy London, and our special guest, the real big-time special guest, are coming to Atascadero on March 20th. It's Denise, and also we have Brooke. Now, who gets top billing?
Definitely Brooke. Okay. I don't know.
Okay, well,
I'm just the mom. She's the fantastic daughter.
Well, she must have gotten a little bit something from mom, don't you think?
You got it.
I don't know about that.
All right. Well, both of you, welcome. And okay, the conference is coming up March 20th, 6:30 to 8:30. Then Saturday, March 21st, it's the Atascadero Colony Park Community Center from 9 till 3. And again, either one can go first on this. Is tell us just briefly before we get into more detail on what this conference is about.
Yeah, so the theme of our conference is equipped and empowered. And my mom and I, these are life messages that we just believe so deeply in our bones that are true and that aren't as true, but really have the power to change women's lives if we understand the truth and then put it into practice. It's transformative. And so when we got the opportunity to talk through the team about the theme, this was like our first choice. We're so excited to share this with women, and we're going to be teaching out of the armor of God, that passage. And that'll be like our theme landing point. And then each topic, each sermon or presentation will go into lots of other scripture. We are both Bible teachers, so we just love getting into just as much of the Word of God as we can.
Brooke, you is this what you teach at Biola?
Yeah, so at Biola, I get to teach Bible exposition, so that how we study the Bible, how you study the Bible in context, what different versions of the Bible mean, basically accurate interpretation principles of Scripture, and then that's tied with spiritual formation. So how do we correctly and accurately read the Bible, read Scripture, and also allow it, the truth of it, to transform us. So the class is really beautiful because it's kind of half and half. It's paired together. We don't want to just read Scripture and have knowledge for knowledge's sake. We want to read Scripture and have knowledge that we might fall more in love with the Lord and be changed by it. My mom's excited. Yeah, so excited.
Okay, well, again, we'll get to mom in a second since she gave me permission to start with you, Brooke. And Brooke, how long have you been going out and doing these type of retreats and sharing your passion for your faith?
Oh, that's a great question. I actually just looked into this. It's so funny. My first time that I ever taught, I think, was 10 years ago, just about 10 years ago. And I was getting my degree from seminary in Bible exposition. And I just really felt like this is what the Lord was, what he wanted to equip me to teach Scripture well. And I had been, changed by it. And so I wanted to get other people excited about learning it. And so... and then from there it just picked up. I don't have a book that's published. I don't really promote myself. I don't have social media that I use to promote myself. It's just a passion that the Lord has opened doors for me to do this in different places, and I have traveled far and wide, and it's amazing. The Lord just has directed my steps and placed me where he wants me, and it's been such a gift and my favorite thing to do, besides being a mom.
Well, growing up, was this something that you had in the back of your mind? Because obviously you've been influenced by not only your mother, but your father as well. And or was it just something that you kind of alluded to that it hit you and you thought about it and this is your calling?
Yeah, that's a great question. Quite the contrary, actually, Kevin. I looked at my parents who had been in ministry my whole life, and I said, I will never be in ministry, full stop. And I kind of chuckle about it now because you don't ever tell the Lord anything like that, obviously. And so I went into commercial real estate after college. I did marketing. I was full-on career and had lots of opportunities in front of me, and the Lord just grabbed a hold of my heart in the middle of that season, and he said, I made you for something else, and you know it. And I knew he was right, and so that's when I quit my full-time job and left behind a salary to go back to school and go to seminary. So my heart totally shifted. I did not ever plan on doing this, but I just couldn't get away from it.
Okay, so what was the phone call like when you told your mom and dad?
I don't remember. Do you?
I remember when you said you were going to go back and get your master's.
Yeah.
And we were surprised. I think we were really
surprised. I think everyone was probably really surprised because, you know, we had some church hurt in our background. And it's not easy to go into ministry. It's not, you know, everybody's first choice. But, yeah, it was really clear that that's where the Lord was leading me.
Okay, Denise, you know, you're the director of the Women of Community at the River Church in the South Bay Area in Southern California. When did this journey begin for you in your life?
Okay, so I grew up with a mom that had faith and a dad that did not. So I wasn't a church kid. I was for some of my life, but we always had the choice of going to church with my mom or going to my grandmother's for breakfast with my dad. And so that's kind of how I grew up. And then in college, I met someone that was on staff with Campus Crusade for Christ, which is now called CRU. And they demonstrated a faith to me that I could relate to. And so in college, I fully committed myself to the Lord. And one summer, it's really interesting because it does relate to what we're going to talk about at the retreat. I understood and was taught who I was as a believer in Christ, my identity of what it meant to be a follower of Christ. And I have to say, when I understood that I was his royal priesthood, I was sprinkled with his blood, I was made for an eternal purpose, I was chosen, I was beloved, I came home and said, I am quitting the movie industry. At the time, I went to UCLA, and I was working with a casting director. And I said, I want to spend all my days devoting myself to the kingdom of God and living out this identity that's true of me. I couldn't believe that was my true identity. And so that was the beginning 40 years ago of really wanting to spend my days exposing people to the gospel, loving people with the gospel, and equipping them to be empowered to live their life in a very intentional way.
That's pretty amazing because Joy and I were just talking about it before we went on the air about the entertainment business and what this country is starting to see a little push away from some of the entertainment because they're not happy with it and they're going to more faith-based either movies or television. So, and you did it at a time probably when there was, you were way in the minority.
Yes. I mean, I wasn't doing anything that great. I was working with a casting director, but I remember my boyfriend in college was already working on movies and producing, you know, with mentors of his. And he decided, you know, I don't know if I can work in this business anymore because of the content and the, you know, the struggle. And he did decide to and works in a with a great company making very intentional films. But yeah, it's definitely a challenge.
Okay, all right. So what can people expect? The first day is Friday, March 20th. It starts at 6:30 to 8:30. Is that kind of a meet and greet and, you know, just kind of fill people in what they expect the day after?
No way. We're starting full press on Friday.
All right, well.
Do you mean, like, content?
Yeah, well, I think Joy can help us out with that. Go ahead, Joy.
Oh, Joy. Joy, hi. Joy, are you there?
Okay, I'll take that on. So, yes, the doors open at 6:30 on Friday night, and the conference actually begins at 7 p.m. We will have one session that first night. And I think that that's Denise that will open it up. I can't remember that. But then, again, on Saturday morning, the doors will open at 8:30 and the conference at 9. So we'll have two sessions in the morning and then another session in the afternoon.
Okay, so there you go. And then we had the Saturday morning, which is the, you know, we consider that a full day.
Absolutely. We have a lot of things going on.
Okay, so Denise and Brooke, how much preparation do you have to do? Because I'm assuming, you know, you do more than a couple of these type of events a year.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we just talked about this. Both of us, we've spoken on these topics before. They're life messages that have developed and been shaped by the Lord over years. But at every retreat we go to, we ask the Lord, what do you have specifically for this group of women? We never want to deliver content that's just stale or out of a can. Both of us really have a heart to go, let's use this moment to encounter the Lord. And we want to be open to where the Holy Spirit leads us. And so, I mean, I would say we do a lot of prep because the prep is really getting our hearts in the right place. And posturing ourselves to hear from the Lord so that we can lead other women, and we both take that really seriously. That's a big job, and you know, I want to go before the Lord and to have been faithful in every opportunity that I get to teach the Word.
Well, the one here, I'm assuming that you're aware of it. This is it's 40 plus years it's been going on, and I understand this will be. Both your first time at such an event like this here in the North County in Atascadero.
That's right. Yeah, I love that the conference is that old, and this will be both of our first time. But my little brother, he lives up in the area, so that will be fun to be up in kind of his home. He's up in Cayucas.
Oh, okay. So he's just over there on the coast, and you come over, and there you go. All right. Well,
there you go.
That's really good. Now. Which is, I think it may be Brooke. Brooke, there's somewhere where I read that you allude to the word anxiety. Am I correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's a topic that I've spoken on quite a bit, especially given my involvement with a college. That's a buzzword for that generation, and that's something that my students are very interested in hearing what the Lord has to say. So I have done several messages on, you know, what do we do with our anxiety? And so, yeah, you're right, Kevin. Good research.
Okay, well, we're coming to a break, and we will be right back. You're listening to Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Hold on, ladies.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising, memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will with our special guest this afternoon, Denise Wendorf, and of course, her daughter, Brooke Andrews, and as well as with Joy London. It's coming up, the Ladies Conference, Equipped and Empowered, March 12th and Saturday, March 21st, in the Atascadero Colony Park. You know, one of the things, ladies, and Joy, you know this just from our area, but I'm sure that both of you have seen it, the diversity of the people that show up for this these events.
Yes, we are a non-denominational group of women that are all volunteers, and we really love to invite the community to join us in this built-in retreat. And I did want to clarify, Kevin, you did say March 12th. It's March 20th.
20th, yeah. There I go. I don't know. Okay, I got it now. Thank you for correcting me.
Absolutely.
That's good. So the diversity is pretty amazing. And again, both of you, I'm sure you've seen that. But one of the things is for both of you, since you have some experience in this, are there people that you come upon at some of these events who maybe strayed away when they were in their teens or even early 20s, and they get out in the real world and they're looking for something to get back to their faith?
Yes. I think whether you are unsure about God or you haven't been in close relationship with Him recently, or you're very committed to God and knowing Him, in all those circumstances, I think you're going to find our time Friday and Saturday engaging, fresh, challenging, and provocative. And I think for both of us, like Brooke mentioned, we're diverse. We're 40 years apart. Different generations, different cultures that we operate in, and how we're with our age and everything. And I think the thing that is above all else, even in all the diversity of age, culture, whatever, we just want to bring the Word of God that is alive, and a fresh encounter with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And we want people to leave feeling like they received a gift. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Brooke?
Yeah, I mean, we know that the truth is for everyone, and the Holy Spirit is moving and working. So I think both of us, our teaching style is we love to make sure everyone is with us along for the ride. We will get into some some theological truths that are complicated and hard to grasp, but we do that by collecting everyone and bringing them on the journey with us so that we can all get to that together.
Mm-hmm.
At this, I'd just like to also mention that we have so many women that have been attending the conference for decades, and I think it's time for us to have them reach out and bring alongside their daughters, their younger friends, not just keep it to ourselves, but we want all women to come and share Christ's love.
Denise, you mentioned something about the difference just between you and your daughter, the 40 years, but the diversity and the difference in the age. However, when you were talking about it, I was thinking, we're older. Especially maybe for older people, we look at younger people, they dress a little bit differently, their hair is a little bit different, they may like things a little bit different, but at the end of the day, when we get to the faith, isn't it all the same?
Well, it It is. What's exciting is we all play a different role, but we're all invited to the table. And as we come and we bring what God has given us and what we can offer, that's the most exciting place to be, in your church or in your community, where everyone is playing a part. Everyone is, you know, bringing their friend or taken by a friend or, you know, engaged and playing a part. That's one of the things we're working on at our church as well. Mm-hmm. Just everyone stepping up, taking ownership.
So at the end of the day, again, even though the difference is the for us to be good people and serve and make our world a better place to live and to be around each other.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say beyond that, even, we're participating in bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth. And yeah. So, you know, as we trust the Lord and surrender to Him and ask for Him to align our hearts with His, then it's not just each of us doing a good work. It's each of us doing His work. And when that comes together, that's a holy thing.
Well, also with the experience that both of you have, and by the way, Denise, Brooke is gaining that experience on you. are the, because
definitely.
We, well, because we have different personalities, are there different, you know, the way you deliver, you know, because you mentioned,
totally.
you mentioned the age and so forth. And Brooke, let's be honest, what have you taken from your mother when you do these things?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, everything. And we are not 40 years apart, Mom. We're 30. That's a big difference.
Oh, we're 30. Okay.
I'm like, you're not in your 70s. But so we are 30 years apart. My mom is not great with numbers. She's less detailed than I am. But I will tell you, the thing that I have taken from my mom and her style and her teaching is she is the most authentic woman that you will come across. Everything that comes out of her mouth is something that she is actively processing and trusting the Lord with in her own life. There's no, you know, fake polish about her. She comes to you with her real heart and her real life, and she's vulnerable and she's authentic. And she's had thriving women's ministries all over the country because of that approach, because women feel safe and trust her. They trust her immediately. And so I feel like she's modeled that really beautiful for me, and that's something that I want to bring into my teaching. I probably teach like maybe a little more exegetically, because I love getting into the depth of Scripture with just my seminary background.
You're more of an academic.
I'm a little more academic in my teaching, but we both teach very personally. And you know, I never want any message to be like, oh, anyone could have taught that. I want it to be a message that the Lord has done in me, and so I'm bringing it to you. And so I would say we both teach that way, and that's something that I've very much gotten from my mom.
Okay, well, ladies, we are just about the end. Joy's going to, as you know, you mentioned your mom's not good with numbers. Obviously, I'm not good with dates. So we'll have Joy clean this up. But ladies, thank you so much for coming on this afternoon and for doing what you do.
See why we're so excited having these ladies.
We can't wait to meet you. It's going to be an amazing weekend.
It is.
And I would just say, if any women who are listening are on the fence, man, it's worth it, because you don't want to miss what God has in store for you. So
absolutely.
We are praying for you. We're praying for the conference. We're praying for the team. And we just believe that the Lord is going to move in a powerful way.
Right. So if you haven't registered, please go to ladiesconference.com to get all the details. Or you can call our registrar at 805-674-4468.
Again, thank you very much, ladies, and enjoy the conference.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, March 20th. And March 21st. I got something right. Joy, thank you so much. Appreciate
you're welcome.
It.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, Suzanne, again, she's on maternity leave. So, what are the feds? What do they do? What have they done? You'll find out in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy your afternoon, and thank you for listening.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.